Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day ELO. This is day 10, talking about their 10th studio album, Secret Messages, from 1983. This was the last ELO album to feature bassist Kelly Grocut, also the last ELO album for the Jet label in the UK, and it was also the final ELO studio album to hit the top 40. So, as the title might suggest, the album is littered with hidden messages in the form of backmasking, some obvious and others are less obvious, but it was Jeff Lynne still having fun with those accusations that he got all the way back on El Dorado about hidden satanic messages. Of course, all of that bullshit culminated around this time in the PMRC and the congressional hearings and everything. So that nonsense, which goes all the way back to El Dorado in the mid-70s, was still a part of the zeitgeist at the time, and Jeff Lynne was still having a little fun with it. They even put a warning message on the back of the album, at least in the UK, that said, "Warning, contains secret backward messages." And the American label CBS got cold feet and took that off the back cover. Apparently, Lynne actually wanted this to be a double album, but the record label refused to go along with that because it would be too expensive. So let's get into this album. It opens with the title track, Secret Messages. Extremely 80s, but a fierce way to open this record. Just completely different, a bold statement, and a very impressive studio creation. I love this song. Second song on the album is called Loser Gone Wild. and I'm not sure what this is. It starts out as like a blues ballad. It even has what I think is synth sax, and it's 5.5 minutes long. It has this weird chorus that is this weird transition that doesn't sound anything like it's the same song as the verse. I like the chorus part. I don't like the verse part. So as a whole, the song doesn't really work. And it's disappointing because that first song was fucking great. I don't mind the pain or the joke, this cold refrain. The days pass by so slowly. I count them all again. The silence of a basement. Third song on the album is called Bluebird, another song with very ambitious production, not as effective as the first song, which, like I keep saying, is great, but this song is good, very atmospheric. I do like it quite a bit. The streets, the signs are pointing the wrong way, but you don't realize it's what they say. Side one ends with another blues ballad called Take Me On and On, 5 minutes long and very boring.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycom order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Flipping the record over, side two of Secret Messages kicks off with a song called Four Little Diamonds. You know, you tell me, this sounds like Don't Bring Me Down 2. It's Don't Bring Me Down Again, but not as good. I used to think she was the greatest thing. I really can't give her a diamond ring. She said she'd rather die than ever leave me. Well, I never saw her face since then. And if the Lord don't get her, then I will. Four little diamonds. Second song on side two is a song called Stranger, a moody 80s pop song, but no big chorus. So in the end, the song doesn't amount to much. Third song on side two is called Danger Ahead. Hell yeah, a very fun rock song. Certainly not a masterpiece, but who the hell wouldn't like this? There's a great bridge section too. One criticism, it goes on too long. It's only 4 minutes, but it just feels like the same thing. But very fun song.
Back in time.
fourth song on side two is a song that's actually less than 3 minutes long called Letter from Spain. This is a very subdued, quiet song, but very evocative. It's a cool song with nice melodies. I like it.
I read the papers this morning. I saw your photograph. You look good in the movie. It must be so much fun. Letter from Spain, from some.
Fifth song on side two is another bluesy ballad type song called Train of Gold. No thanks. And the album ends with another of ELO's extremely generic throwbacks called Rock and Roll is King. I really don't see the point. I mean, it's just a rewrite of a rewrite. So the final verdict on this album, the title track, the opening song, worth the price of admission. Amazing song. Rest of the album is very spotty and not that great, but that first song, absolutely killer. Danger Ahead is also a very fun song, and I like Letter from Spain quite a bit. So this album has plenty going for it, but it also has some really unfortunate parts. All right, let's see what they come up with next. We're going to finish off Day by Day ELO with our next episode, last episode tomorrow, about the album Balance of Power.
She says, oh, I'm a lama, bama, lama, rock and roll.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.